Welcome to My on Mondays, an explorative approach to the possessive my through narratives, art, and sound. Each Monday brings a new creation and unique perspective. My on Mondays is brought to you by Ming Studios, a contemporary art space and international artist residency program dedicated to the exhibition, experience, and exploration of arts and culture. Along with exhibiting artists from around the world, Ming also serves the community by hosting innovative programs including performances, workshops, screenings, readings, artist talks, and other cultural activities. For more information, or if you'd like to participate in My on Mondays, you can visit our website at mingstudios.org. Hello, and welcome to the 130th episode of My on Mondays. Today's episode was created by the multi-talented Calvin Pineda. Calvin is a playwright, archivist, and songwriter from Cuna, Idaho, with an eye towards the whimsical, pedestrian, and spiritual. They've studied at the College of Western Idaho, the Eugene O'Neill National Theater Institute, and Bard College. They're a theological seminary graduate and a three-time attendee of the American Numismatic Association's summer seminar. They perform with their band as Calvin Pineda and the Ant Acids, and moonlight as a lyricist accordionist for the multimedia project, the band formerly known as Patricia. Today's piece is an excerpt from their most recent project, The Sick Beat, A Ritual for the Dead, an autobiographical karaoke monologue connecting disparate themes of cassette culture, Taylor Swift, and suicidality. Calvin enjoys pad thai, planned phone calls, and Bob Dylan's 1978 album, Street Legal. His piece today is titled, My Body is a Cassette Tape.
The body is a cassette tape. I get my tapes from thrift stores, from the Salvation Army in Kingston, from the Goodwill in South Cheyenne, Wyoming, from the Idaho Youth Ranch on Overland and 5 Mile in Boise. I got the tapes for this show from a grizzled 60-something on Facebook Marketplace named Gooter Doggo. Yes, that was his real name. He told me. Hi there, he said. Are you Calvin? I'm Gooter. I drive for hours to pick up these tape players. White Plains, New York. Rexburg, Idaho. Three Forks, Montana. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And Ogallala, Nebraska. I got another one from Brooklyn. A woman gave it to me for free out of her garage. I don't want it anymore, she said. The body is a cassette tape. I collect blank tapes. More correctly, I collect unlabeled tapes. Ones left in boxes by families that moved out of state 20 years ago. I play them when I'm doing homework. They contain secrets. The body is a cassette tape. It's a flimsy encasement molded around an even flimsier medium. It's a ghost in the machine. The compact cassette was the first truly democratic audio medium. Record players were unwieldy and expensive, 8 tracks unreliable, CDs and MP3s not even a hallucination in the collective consciousness, but anyone could own a tape player. And with patience and practice, capture songs from the radio, voices from around the house, preserve them in a plastic case. But tapes break easily. They unspool, unwind, snap, disintegrate. They sit in boxes gathering dust and mold, and they crack. Oh, how easily they crack. Some crack on the outside, some crack on the inside. The tape inside continues to exist without a case. It is magnetic, controlled by polarities we can manipulate, but not completely understand. And the tape, which contains all our music, all our voices, all our secrets, it can't function without the cartridge, which in turn can't function without a player. The tape cannot play itself. It needs something to move it. It has to shift. It is restless. It is looking for a home. The body is a cassette tape. I work in the Bard Poetry Archive in tape restoration. We have boxes and boxes of old reel-to-reels with recordings of poets who gave readings here between 1966 and 1987. Many of these are erratic recordings, poorly engineered, cut off, and sometimes the poetry is just dog shit. I mean, like, so bad that it makes me question why we're bothering to preserve it at all. But as an archivist, it's my job to preserve, and as much as possible, to recover. We save everything we can, simply because we can. And we have the faith, or perverse determination, to believe that everything, and I mean everything, is probably secretly compelling. There's a potent sense of aliveness to these tapes. The human voices are muffled, sometimes completely overtaken by a persistent hiss, a spin, a whir of metal and plastic, and the reels themselves, they feel so fragile, like a porcelain doll, like an infant. They've got personalities. Some warp and twist under the pressures of age and temperature, but all you have to do is get them going, and they'll talk to you. They're delicate, bound to the times they were created, easily lost, broken. And if you listen very closely, they'll tell you secrets.
Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back next Monday. Tune in.